So trust your comfortable and enjoy the short flight with us.
The Great Destinations Radio Show.
Travel blogger Tony Slater spent 6 months discovering six Asian countries to research his curiously titled book, Shave My Spider. He'll explain that culinary and spy title in a moment. Tony's trip took him to Borneo, Vietnam, China, Laos and Cambodia. He also spent time in the landlocked state of Mongolia, the country that was once the centre of Genghis Khan's empire, which is now bordered by Russia and China. Tony says Mongolia's capital is unique.
Ulaanbaatar is like a wannabe modern city in the midst of the grasslands, because everywhere outside of Ulaanbaatar is just tents. You know, it's just people staying in gurs and they live a sort of subsistence lifestyle. And the only weird thing is that they've all got satellite phones. But then Ulaanbaatar is kind of like a Soviet-era city plonked right in the middle of the grassland and trying desperately to be like LA or something and failing. In hindsight, I look back and I think, God, I'd love to go back to Ulaanbaatar. I really would, because I just feel that it had so much potential for weirdness.
Although he can't remember the Mongolian words, Tony did learn a phrase he had to use when travelling outside the capital.
It's basically hold the dog, and it's what you're supposed to shout as you approach a nomad's tent, because they all have lots of dogs and they're there for deterring predators, so they're pretty substantial beasts, you know.
Now, if you've got a weak stomach, you might want to turn down the volume. Tony says his food choices in Mongolia required a cast iron constitution.
I ate five organ soup there, and we travelled, I think, with the carcass of a sheep and pretty much in the back of a van, which was our dinner for like several nights. The guide we were with just cut another chunk off the dead sheep each night. And for ages, we thought we were on an organised tour where she went to different nomad families and it was like a homestay. But it was only after we'd been to two or three, I realised that she was just driving us around the grasslands, spotting a tent in the distance, going up and saying, hey, I've got like five English people, can we stay for the night?
And it was unfamiliar food which Tony sampled in Cambodia, which inspired his travel book's title, Shave My Spider.
They eat tarantulas during the Vietnamese War and the time after it. There was massive, massive drought and starvation. And they turned to eating spiders from the jungle, and apparently they became quite a delicacy, and they're literally a tarantula with everything still attached, deep fried, and there's huge piles of them, like 2-3 feet high on the top of a bin lid basically, and a woman sitting there just deep frying more and tossing them onto the piles. It was mostly goo inside, and the outside just tasted like hair and fingernails, because that's essentially what it is. And you know, you can actually see all the hairs all individually coated in batter. Yeah, and my number one complaint was that the woman didn't shave my spider.
And that's the name of Tony Slater's book. You can buy it on Amazon.